As we get closer to Christmas, the stories become much more familiar to us. Even little children know the Christmas story. We tend to remember all of the details that are melded in the different Gospels. But the story of the birth of Jesus is so familiar to us that sometimes we forget the tension that existed in those lives of the characters in those stories. We kind of imagine that Mary and Joseph knew exactly how everything was going to work out and failed to understand then the depth of their faith that was required of them. Our gospel, for example, says tonight that Joseph was going to divorce Mary quietly. Now, how do you think that was going to happen? Everyone in that small town knew everybody else and everybody else's business. They knew that they were engaged. And if Joseph broke off the engagement and then Mary had a baby, everyone would know that he was not the father. Mary's reputation would be destroyed. This special child had the potential to ruin the lives of two very good people. So only faith, a strong personal faith, was able to save the day. Mary had to find a way to say yes to God. And Joseph had to find a way to join that yes and make it his own. And neither Mary or Joseph knew where that yes would lead them in their life. Yet they opened themselves to God and put their lives in God's service. And because of that, we are able to celebrate this special time of year. God has entered into human history. Our God, the great God who made the heavens and the earth and all that is contained in them, is in that history. He is here, nestled behind the heart of a young woman, as vulnerable as any person that we have ever called a fetus. How sacred life has become because our God has lived it. There are people today who would not have given Jesus a chance to be born. He was an unplanned pregnancy, at least to Mary and Joseph. He was, to all appearances, just one more mouth to add to the poverty of an oppressed people in a poor little village. His parents were full of doubts. Some people would say, "Why bring a child into a situation like that?" Who would say that? Because God chose to totally identify with the poorest and the most vulnerable. A child in the womb. A conquered and oppressed people who did not live in freedom. A family trapped in grinding poverty in a small village lost somewhere in the hills. A young couple ordered to make a long and hard journey in the final weeks of pregnancy just to satisfy the ego of the conqueror. We tend to forget that this child is Emmanuel, God with us. Ours is not a faraway God behind the most distant galaxy. Ours is not a God who can't hear us when we call out to him. Ours is not a God who can't relate to this hard life of ours. Our God loves each one of us that he identifies fully with us in our humanity. and with what is weakest and most needy in it. Our God comes to redeem us from all that degrades our humanity. Our God is Jesus, who comes to save us from our sins. And all this was possible because of the strong faith of two simple people. Mary is remembered in our prayer as blessed among women, as the angel called her. Joseph believed his dream that he was chosen to be the spouse of Mary and guardian of God's Son. Mary and Joseph are remarkable people, but we tend to forget that they are very much like us, because we are blessed and chosen to be the women and the men that God has called as well. God, in the person of Christ Jesus, wants to be born again in our world through our hearts. God awaits our yes. We are a bit more hesitant than either Joseph or Mary because we are not as willing to give our future over to God. But if this is to be the year that Christ will be born in our hearts, in our lives, in our world, we have to cooperate with him. In these last days of Advent, let us walk with Mary and Joseph as they make that difficult and fearful journey to the city of David that ends in a dirty stable. Let some of the reality of being poor enter into our bones. And out of that solidarity, let us stretch ourselves to be more truly a sacrament of God's love and care for the poor. Our life will get messy. Our values will shift. Different things will become important to us. Once we say yes to God, our lives are forever changed, but only by saying yes does God become Emmanuel, God with us. And without that, we can't have Christmas.